By the way, for those, I was mentioning kidney bladder on that last caller. Mm-hmm. There's a essential oil that's juniper berries. And juniper berry, you can just take one drop in a cup of tea, as an example, or a glass of water, mix that up, and it's a very strong natural diuretic, and it does help the kidneys. So I forgot about that, and just remember it. Juniper berries, and that's almost in any good kidney formula. So, okay, take advantage of that.
I know geranium. Okay. Geranium is another really good one that you can just rub on the outside of the kidneys. I know a lot of times our emotions, when we're angry, we store a lot of that anger into our kidneys. And geranium can actually help to relieve a lot of that that stored energy that you guys, I guess, that you get locked into the kidneys there.
They talk about that, especially in Oriental medicine, mm-hmm. whether it's Ayurvedic or Chinese. You know, the kidneys can be the seat of different emotions and qi, and it can stores energy. So keeping the kidneys healthy. But juniper berries, germanium, but germanium is a little more expensive. Juniper berries is definitely cost effective. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go. I think we should go back to that question that they were having. Neuropathy and axonal neuropathy. And what that means is it's the neuropathy is a general classification where the nerves are breaking down, tingling in the hands or in the feet, and carpal tunnel is an example, or diabetic neuropathy in the feet, that's very common. The axonal means that the nerves are demyelinating, and there's a myelin sheath around all the nerves, and that myelin sheath is breaking down. And so one of the things you have to do is give it the proper nutrients. And now to rebuild nerves is very difficult. It does take a lot. There are some formulas that are nerve building formulas. They're going to contain omega-3 fatty acids. They're going to contain B complex, lecithin. There's a number of nutrients that really just affect nerves themselves. Getting a high-grade fish oil and taking a double dose of the DHA and EPA, that can really help, because those are needed to help keep the sheath from breaking down. And the other thing is it's oftentimes characterized by compression or trauma on the nerves. And like in neuropathy of the hands, there can be compression in the carpal tunnel nerve. And sometimes you have to have that surgically decompressed. And you know, you go to a good neurologist, and of course, depending upon how bad it is whether you can continue. But it is very common in the United States, especially for someone doing what's called repetitive stress injuries. But taking those nutrients is really going to be critical. Good massage can help, hand and foot massage. But it's going to be, it takes a long process. I would add something like Prime Longevity, because it contains all the nutrients. You need lipoic acid, you need resveratrol, you need coenzyme Q10, you need vitamin C, you need a number of nutrients. Pomegranates are one of the foods that are really, they have a lot of chemicals in there that help to rebuild nerves. Ellagic acid is also an anti-cancer. So eating the right foods, nerve foods. Sardines is a very easy way of getting the omega-3 oils. I know most people that I know, when they were a kid, they'd sit on their father's lap and have a sardine and a soda cracker. You know, so you'd learn to eat that, you know, sardines and soda crackers. And I remember doing that with my father and also my grandfather. You know, you'd sit on their lap and you'd get a sardine. So that's just an easy way. A lot of women, I'm sorry to say, they don't like sardines. They think they're too fishy. Men look at that and go, yes, they're little fish. You eat them. And but some women, you know, some people, they just think they're too fishy smell or, you know. But again, that's where you get those nutrients that help to rebuild the nerves. So, but it does take a lot. And it's very discomforting. There is a compression stockings that you can wear. There is a material that's made in Japan, and it's a material that produces very high negative ions. And it's the company, I think, is called Neffel, N-E-F-F-U-L. And it makes a very specific kind of a cloth. And they make it into socks and gloves and shirts and makes it into all kinds of things. But just the static electricity that cloth produces is negative ions. And so it really can be very beneficial. Negative ions can really help in nerve repair. So I think that'll help. It's very difficult to repair those because nerves grow so slowly. There's another one. There's a special B, vitamin B1, thiamine. But benfotiamine is a special form of B1, and it's a fat soluble. It comes from Japan. And taking high doses, I have 120 milligrams. Of that in prime longevity, which is a very high dose. But on neuropathies, some people have to take even 500 to 1,000 milligrams of benfotiamine, which is that special form of B1 that's fat soluble, and it can help with nerve regeneration. Okay, so anyway, I think that answers that. How are we doing, Adon? Any other questions? Do we need anything?
Yes, there is another question online. Just give me a second, let me get back there. And so the next question online. Let me see here. Sorry, I can't find it there. It says this is from Islam, and he says, "Good morning. Just wondering if we can use olive leaf extract as an alternative to help your blood pressure."
Oh, olive leaf extract is a phenomenal product. You can get it in capsules, the extract actually in capsules. You can get the olive leaf itself that's been concentrated. And olive leaf has been used for the immune system, for blood pressure. So, yes, it's a very high-grade product. And even the essential oil. You know what I forgot to mention? That's also in the category of olive leaf, I think even sometimes stronger, and that's turmeric. The turmeric has a chemical called turmerone and also curcumin. Both of those chemicals in turmeric are very strong antioxidants, and they can help really rebuild nerves. So. Also, it's one of the strongest known anti-cancers known to man. So you can take a teaspoon of turmeric and put it in any smoothie or cottage cheese or yogurt or whatever and drink that at least once or twice a day. I mean, 2 teaspoons a day is huge. And anybody that has cancer, I would certainly add that to the program. There's no question about it. So I think we've gotten all of that, but also the olive leaf extract comes in capsules. It also comes in the oils, but I like the capsules, and almost for any kind of nerve problem or immune system problem, olive leaf is one of the things that you can grab very easy. It's on the shelf of almost any health food store. And now I'd like to cover another article that came out, and it's on so many people taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, and these are all kinds of different drugs for pain, and they're NSAIDs, or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And they're widely used. They're over-the-counter medications. They include things like aspirin or ibuprofen or naproxen or ketoprofen. And there's just all kinds of different ones, different names for the same things. But what they have found, a study carried out by researchers from the University of Alabama at Birmingham, highlighted the dangers of these medications, and most people didn't really know about them. Heart disease is at the top of the list of dangers for women and men alike, especially older men and women in the U.S., and what they're finding is these drugs that people are taking are very popular in that age group, and so they wanted to find out what happens. And what they found is that these medications are damaging the kidneys and the hearts at the same time as what is known as cardiorenal syndrome. And they found that taking these non-steroidal anti-inflammatories can trigger low-grade inflammation in the kidneys and the heart over a long period of time. And the drugs impaired the immune response during heart failure, amplifying the inflammation in these organs. So a study looked at these non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and the chemicals in them, and they found that these chemicals can really damage the kidneys and the heart. So as an example, we know that ibuprofen has been linked to an elevated risk of cardiac arrest. Another study by the Danish researchers involved more than 3,000 patients and showed by taking ibuprofen, it raised the risk of heart attack and cardiac arrest by over 30%. And the researchers said that they hoped that their findings could serve as a warning to the public that these drugs are not as harmless as many people mistakenly believe. And they carried, there was another huge study on these, and this study involved, oh my gosh, almost 500,000 people. International researchers carried out a systemic review involving that many people. They found that taking the doses of these non-steroidal anti-inflammatories raised the risk of heart attack by varying amounts. The more you took it, the higher the risk, the more the drugs, and the longer you took it, the higher the risk. So within the first week of people taking things like naproxen, a heart attack risk climbed by almost 99%. So it can actually start to affect you very quickly. So 1 to 7 days after starting the medication. So it's not something you want to stay on all of the time. You want to get off of those medications as quickly as possible. And so you can, there are also these, I'm looking online, they're also called COX-2 inhibitors, and what those are, that's like Celebrex as an example, and they found that they had a lot of serious side effects that also were quite dangerous. So you have to be careful of taking almost any of these drugs. All of them have their risks and side effects, so it's not something that you can lightly do, just popping these pills. The only popping of pills that I don't mind are herbs and vitamins. most of them you don't have to worry about. Okay. As an example, they used to tell people that if you're taking fish oil, be careful because it'll thin the blood, especially if you're having surgery. But over the last couple of weeks, a number of weeks ago, I mentioned an article that they did studies on these fish oils, and they found just the opposite was true, that they actually helped the blood clot better after surgery. So that was something unique. They didn't expect to find that. And so it's another thing, again, some of the good things you can take. Now, ginkgo biloba, that can have a tendency to thin the blood out over a period of time, so you have to be careful with that one also. But fish oil, not so much. Looks like we're at the top of the hour, so we're going to go ahead and take our break when we come back. And there was a really interesting article that came out last week about inhaling don't chew, and how that concept actually can reduce your cravings for fatty foods and sugary foods. So it was quite interesting. Hopefully I'll cover that when we get back. And of course, we'll continue to take your calls. And this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph and Natural Solutions Radio. And we'll be right back with the second hour of our show.